Yeah, you can come in.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm just trying to practice. I know it's not really good yet. I'm sorry if I've been getting on your nerves practicing it all the time. No, I know I'm not very good yet. I'm trying to get good, but it's hard. And I know it's gotta be difficult listening to all of those ugly notes all the time while I practice. But at least I haven't snapped a string since the first one. I know. I don't wanna feel like I'm bothering you. I know. You always say the nicest things. I know you're not upset with me. And I know that you appreciate that I'm trying. I feel bad that this is what you get for background music. Instead of pretty elegant liars, it's me and this old thing that goes out of tune all the time. Sometimes I feel like the liar. You know? Then no matter how much you fiddle with me and work on me, I go out of tune all the time. And even though you put so much love and attention into me, I can't get you tuned to save my life. And I know that that's my fault, not the liar's fault, but in the case of us, it also feels like my fault. And I'm sorry. When you're not very good, and you have to practice the same notes a lot, you get a lot of time to think, I guess, is where it's coming from. Yeah, I know. It's hard when you're watching. I don't want to practice while you watch me. It's gonna be even worse. And then I'll see your face when you hear those notes. And it's gonna be so embarrassing. I don't want to, please. Okay. Here goes nothing. I don't know. I feel like it doesn't sound very good yet. I'm sorry. I'll wait until you go back to work to keep practicing. I don't want you to have to keep listening to that. It's important to me that it sounds good for you, because I just want to be able to do something kind of nice for you. I feel like you take a lot of care of me, and because of you, I don't have to worry about so many things, and you give me so much love, and so much care, and so much affection, and you make me feel special. And you're the most special person ever to me, so I just thought it'd be nice to do something special for you. And I know that the lyre is one of those instruments that you really love. You're always listening to those kinds of songs. So I thought it'd be nice to learn it for you so that I could play it for you whenever. Yeah, it was probably pretty naive of me to think that I could just pick it up and learn it really quick. It's not like other instruments. It's really different. I didn't realize how much of a pain in the butt tuning it was going to be all the time. Or how delicate all of the strings were going to be. Or how messy the sheet music was going to look. And I feel like the songs just never sound quite right when I play them. And I think it's because I hesitate too much when I pluck the strings, and then that makes me think about how I hesitate too much just in general. And how if it wasn't for you, I never would have gotten anywhere. And then no matter how much I liked you, if you hadn't talked to me first, I never would have spoken to you first because I hesitate too much. And that if it was up to me, we probably never would have had our first kiss. And if it was up to me, nothing would ever happen because I hesitate too much. And I'm sorry I've been hesitating lately. I don't know why I'm like this. But I love you too. And even though you did all of the hard work of asking, I'm sorry I couldn't give you an answer right away. And I thought that maybe if I learned how to play the lyre, I could play a love song for you. And then I could propose back. And tell you that I always wanted to say yes. I was just really scared. Because what if you changed your mind, or what if once you put the ring on my finger you realized it didn't fit, and what if after you married me you realized you didn't love me after all? And I got scared. And that's why I hesitated and I didn't. I didn't mean to hesitate. I love you too. I'm sorry. I know. Hey, don't squeeze me so hard. I can't breathe. Yeah, I want to marry you too. I'm sorry I'm such a baby all the time. And I'm sorry I hesitate so much. But I want to marry you too. I'm sure that I've spent weeks and weeks learning how to play the lyre just because I wanted to say yes. But because I didn't say yes right, I thought that if I didn't do something special, then it wouldn't be right to just hand you a cup of coffee and be like, oh yeah, and by the way, I would like to marry you after all, so let's do that. I wanted it to be special, but I just... I don't know. I get really insecure sometimes. Yeah, I know, you know that. I appreciate that you don't hold it against me. Yeah. I feel insecure around everyone all the time, but you're the only one that when you tell me it's okay, I believe you. I don't think that I'm good enough for you. But I wanna be someone that's good enough for you, and I wanna be someone that tries really hard for you, and I wanna be someone that deserves how much you love me, because I love you so much, and you're so good to me, and you're so kind to me, and you take such good care of me, and... oh... Thank you, baby Ken. You can't just hug me. Okay. Okay, maybe you can. Maybe you can just hug me. Yeah, it does make it feel better. You're the best. You're really the best. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for picking me up even when I was down. And thank you for seeing the potential in me. I don't know where I'd be without you. I'd be just as anxious and just as insecure and just as messy, but I'd have a lot less hope. You believe in me so much. And you're the best person I know. You're so smart and you're so kind. So if you believe in me, maybe I can do it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like that. You believe in me so much. I want to be someone who deserves that. Not just someone who hesitates and lets her fear consume her. I want to be more than just what I am. I want to be your wife. Saying it makes me feel like I have butterflies in my stomach. Mm-hmm. No! Oh, it's embarrassing to say. Okay, stop. Don't beg. Don't beg. You shouldn't be the person that begs. Oh, it's so embarrassing. It's so cheesy. Yeah, I know you like cheesy. I want to be your wife. I want to be your wife. I want to be your wife. Yes, I'll marry you. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I've been trying to say for weeks ever since you asked. Every time I look at you, that's all I want to say. Every time you come into the room and every time you call me and every time I think about you and every time I text you, that's all I want to say. I feel like it's screaming in my head all the time. I want to marry you. I want to marry you. I want to marry you. Yes, yes, yes. And I was so mad at myself for not seeing it when you asked. I was so mad. I want to marry you so bad. I want to be with you. I don't know why I'm the kind of person who hesitates so much. You mean the world to me. And if after 3 weeks of waiting for an answer, you still want to marry me, then I definitely want to marry you. And I don't want to wait long. We should get married fast. As soon as possible. By Elvis Presley if we have to. I don't want to hesitate anymore. Why do you have tissues in your pocket? Okay. Okay. No, you're right. It makes sense too if you love me. Thank you. My face is so wet. Oh, don't kiss me now. Don't lick my cheek. That's icky. No, I'll keep using the tissue. Stop. Quit. You're like a dog. No. None of it got down there. Quit licking my neck. A tickle. Oh, mister. That hurt. Yes, it did. No, no, not again. No, no. Hey. Let go. Please. Please let go. How is it? The hickey, you obviously worked very hard to leave on my neck, mister. That's what. How do you like it? Not as pretty as your eyes. Okay. No wonder you wanted me to say it again. You're cheesy. You're a cheesy man. You could be a whole cheesecake factory on your own, mister. You're so cheesy. Really, though? Do you like it? Your mark on me? You'll have to take a picture so I can see. No, I don't want to get up. Take a picture. Show it to me. No, don't get my face in it. I was just crying. My eyes are going to be puffy. Just my neck. Just your mark. Okay, let me see. Phew! giant! That's giant! Oh, I look like I got attacked by a monster! No, I'm not calling you a monster, but look at the size of that thing! It's taking up practically my whole shoulder! Oh, no! 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 Stop! Hey, wait! That wasn't an... that wasn't an invitation to take another bite, you know? It was not. That's right. You just wanted to take another bite for yourself. Yeah, that's okay. I like it. I like it when you leave your mark on me. Makes me feel like I'm yours. It feels really secure. Yes, I want to be yours. I want to be yours. I am yours. I want to be yours. I am yours. And I want to be your wife. I want to start a family with you. I want to be with you forever. Forever and ever. Always. You and me. Whatever is left of my shoulder by the time you're done with it. You don't! I can't! there isn't gonna be much left at this rate. Yeah, I like it. You're right. I like it a lot. I like you a lot. Even my lip, really. I know it's kind of been a while since We, you know, did it. And that was really all my fault. I was too anxious after hesitating to say yes, and I thought it'd be weird. And that's why I'd get up out of bed so late at night to go and practice that stupid thing. It's because I wanted to wait to do it again until I got to tell you how I felt. Until I finally told you yes. I know that you don't like to do stuff unless it's serious, and I know that me hesitating to say yes kind of feels like maybe I'm not in it for the long haul, and I am. I so am. I so am. I so am. I so am. I want to be with you forever. I want to be your wife. I always want to be with you. And I was so anxious about that, and I didn't think you'd really want much to do with me if... if I didn't reciprocate. So, that's why it was kind of hard to catch me in bed at the same time as you. And I was working so hard and using the lyre as an excuse to be out of bed. It's because I know what kind of guy you are. I know how genuine you are, and you know how anxious I am. It just felt weird, and I couldn't get over it. And I know that it was silly, and I wanted to be with you. I always want to be with you. I really like you. I think you're really hot. I can't believe you're hesitating too for my sake. You're such a considerate guy. You'll always take my feelings into account. Come on, pull my shirt up. You're always so gentle with me. You're always so kind to me. And your hands are always so warm. I love you so much. I've missed this. The taste of your lips. The feelings of your body pressed against mine. Your hands exploring my body. Your big warm hands on my hips. Wrapped around my waist. Pulling me in. Embracing my whole body. My back. My chest. I know there's not a lot there. They're not gonna grow bigger just because you massage them like that, you know? If you're having a hard time reaching, you can take my bra off, you know? Oh, you always make me feel so special. I know there's not a lot there, but you always give them so much attention. And the way that you play with my nipples is just amazing. You're just amazing. No, you're not being too rough. It just feels really good. You feel really good. You mean it? You really like them? Good. They're yours now. They're always gonna be yours. You can do whatever you want with them. I wish I could give you a little more. But this is what I've got for now, so if you'll have it, I want to give it to you. All of me. All of me. Come on. Open up your pants for me. Let me have you too. You're not the only one with an empty mouth sometimes, you know. I want to take care of you. And you know me. I love the way that you taste. Come here. No, I'm okay. Don't stop. I'm not pushing myself too much. This is something I've always wanted to do for you. I know I'm not really good. I don't have a lot of experience, but I've got a lot of heart. And I have even more love for you. I want to make up for hesitating. I wasn't able to do it with the liar, so maybe using my mouth and maybe my throat a little bit. Gosh, that's embarrassing. No, I'm okay. No, hang on. I can still keep going. Please. Okay. No, you're right. If that's what you'd rather do, then that's okay with me too. Yeah. You can take them off too. Here. There. How do you like your future wife's body? Really not wasting any time, huh? You're always so eager to dive right in. That's a lot for a girl to handle, you know? I don't think it needs to be that much wetter. No, don't make me say such embarrassing things. Okay, fine. I was wet as soon as the first time you bit my shoulder. It's been a long time, okay? Girls have needs too. Come on. Don't just tease me. Come on. Put it in. Please put it in. I said what you wanted. Now I want you. I want all of you. I want you inside of me. I don't just want you to tease me with your tongue. No, I didn't mean your fingers. You know I'm sensitive like that. Hang on. Don't be so rough with me. I did see you were gentle, but you're not being gentle right now. It's hard to take when you finger me like that. Yeah, it does feel good, but... yeah, I want you to be more gentle, please. Please. Why'd you stop? I know I should be more gentle, but... I didn't ask you to stop. I was getting really close. No, I don't want to finish without you. I'd like to finish with you, but you know, sometimes I can finish a couple of times, and I don't mean to be greedy. I thought we'd do it how we usually do it. though it's not a usual time, I guess. Okay. Yeah. We can do what you want to do. Whatever you want to do. I want to do that too. Are you gonna put it in? Mm-hmm. you're gentle when I want you to be. And I do like it when you treat me gently. But I also like it when you're a little rough with me sometimes. That's how I know you're gonna be the perfect husband. Cause you always give me just what I need. Space. Time. Heart pounding. You always do so much for me. I'm gonna do my very best to do everything I can for you too. I love you. Yes. I wanna marry you. I can't wait until I get to tell you I do. I love you. No, keep practicing the liar. It's for you after all. I'm not gonna abandon it just because I finally got you. Just like you'll never abandon me. It's only right.